Diane Weiss has had a shaila that was asked to him from Belgium. He had a shaila that there was someone working in a certain business for 17 years. And then when he got older, there was a little bit of a dispute of exactly what happened, but he seemed to not show up as often as he had. And he says he didn't need to because the nature of the job was that he just had to come in every so often. You didn't have to be there every single day. But he was slowing down, and one March 68, I assume it's 1968, he didn't get a salary check. So he took that as a hint that they didn't like his work anymore, and they were going to fire him. So he gave the boss notice that he was going to stop working in a year, in April 69. Okay, he gave him notice. And he finished working in 69. And now he took his employer to court and said, you owe me 317,000 Belgian francs. Why is that? Because, he says, I worked here 17 years. And for every year I worked, I deserve a month of severance pay. Every year I worked, I should get a month of severance pay. And since that's what he said. And since I got 16,000 francs a month, if you multiply that times 17, it comes out to 317,000. That doesn't really work. Yeah. But maybe it's because of this, because he says, and he also wants 25% surcharge because of the tircha he has taking him to a din Torah. So what happened was that was just 1 month he didn't get paid, but then that year he did get paid. He got his pay back once they made this agreement he was going to leave. Okay, I'll pay you for the last year. And now he wants severance pay a month per year. So this shaila came to Diane Weiss. There was no agreement. If there had been agreement, then they'd go by the agreement.
Why did he only ask for a month? Should they ask for 2 months severance?
Well, he thought that this is reasonable. And we'll see, that is the custom and the law in Eretz Yisrael. In 1963, Medinas Yisrael passed a law that anytime you fire a worker, you, for no reason, you give him, or because, you know, not for any fault of his own, you have to pay him a month for every year he was with you. Okay, so we have really four things to discuss tonight. The first thing is Minhag HaMedina. What role does Minhag HaMedina play in hiring workers? Does that have any halachic effect? So the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, the Mishnah says a Maisa of Rav Yochanan ben Masya Shamil of Noah. There was a case that happened with Rav Yochanan ben Masya. He told his son, "Say Scholan of Poland, go hire workers for us." Halacha pasuk lemazonis. The son went, and not only did he hire the workers, but he said, "I'm going to give you food also." When he came to his father, Amalo, his father said to him, "Vini, my son, you made a big mistake. Afilu im ata also lehem kesuda shlomo v'shaito." You say you're going to give them food. Even if you give them a catered meal, like Shlomo Melech's banquet in his best times, you will not fulfill your obligation to them. Because they are children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They deserve more than Shlomo Melech. Right? The Gemara, famous Gemara says, you see from here that Avraham Avinu had a bigger suitor than Shlomo Melech. Ella, before they start working, say them, Arlem, go tell them, you're only going to have regular food, bread and beans, nothing more than that. Right? The payment's payment. In addition, he promised food. So he said, go tell them before they start working. Once they start working, so then, like we learned many times, once you start working, then the kinyan is chal, and all the agreements are in effect. And if you agree to pay him food like Shlomo HaMelech, you have to pay it. So he said, go before they start, before the kinyan starts, and tell them, you only give you regular food. Rashibin ben Gamliel, Rashibin ben Gamliel says, Lohoya Sarah Chloma. He didn't have to say it that, because HaKol Kemina Kamedina. The rule is in Sfirus, everything depends on what local custom is. Everything depends on Minhag HaMedina. Right? So, what's called Minhag HaMedina? The Rama says, Minhag HaMedina does not mean that it happens once in a yovel. Minhag HaMedina says it has to be something that's shchiach, something that's common. it happens a lot. He says not just one or two times, it happens a lot. It's a normal thing. That makes something called a minhag medina. Rabbi Kiega there on the spot, this is in Simon Shin Lamed Alev, says it doesn't have to really happen a lot if we know that this was a takana that the Chachamim made, or the minhag of that place, the Rabbanim of that town made, or that kihiva made a minhag. So that also is called a minhag even if it only happened once. That's already called a minhag. Which is an interesting Pizchi Choshen I wrote here. He asks, he brings from people, he says, why is it dafka here we have this halacha called kiminig medina? It really applies everywhere, and whenever you're talking about dini mamonos, there's a halacha called kiminig medina. It depends on what local custom is. Why does it say by schiris dafka? So he says, and I think this is what we've seen throughout the year, that schiris is a very common thing. Hiring, the halachas of schiris, he says, are the most common of all dinei mamonos. You can have, we quoted the Chavos Chaim in the past, you have hundreds of employees a year. If you're a normal person, you have hundreds of employees a year. If it's your children, we have cases. If it's someone mowing your lawn, if it's any time you ask a doctor, a teacher for your children, everyone is an employee. That means you have hundreds of employees. So that's why dafka here, the Gemara points out, the Mishnah points out, that HaKol Kamenag Medina, and in fact he brings from the Rivash. The Rivash, when he says this rule of Minhag HaMedina, he says it has to be a common Minhag HaMedina, like something like by Schirus, like by hiring employees, something that happens very often. So that's just to know that these halachas are very nogeya. It doesn't mean that next year's shir won't be so nogeya, but this was certainly very nogeya, the halachas of Schirus. So that's Minhag HaMedina. Now, going back to our case in Belgium, that won't help anything, because it seems like there was no minhag medina, therefore getting severance pay, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael should not have no effect on the minhag in Belgium. Right? That's step number one. How about if there's a law? Like in Eretz Yisrael, they passed a law in 1963 that every year the employee works, he gets 1 month of severance pay. Does that have any effect on the halacha? Right? A secular law. Does that have any effect in halacha? Right? In America. I don't know if there's any law about severance pay in America. Dinah de Malchus Adina, we spoke about a couple of times, doesn't apply everywhere. First of all, it doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael according to many poskim. Because the Svar and Dinah de Malchus Adina is if you live in a land, you live there, they're letting you live there, so you live there on their conditions, based on their rules and laws. But if you live in Eretz Yisrael is ours. No matter what anyone says, Eretz Yisrael is ours, and it's not Medina Yisrael's, it's not the Goyish countries there, right? So there are, the Ran is the main shita that a lot of folks can rely on and say there's no Dina Demachus Dina in Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about in past weeks that, according to many poskim, there's no dina de machus adina in a business dealing between two Jews that the government doesn't care about. If you have a shiloh with another Jew, so you don't look up in the state law to see what the dina de machus is, what you do is you see, look up the halacha. Right? So, dina de machus in per se does not have any effect. But if something is a chok medina, if something is a law, so then the fact that people live by that law, that makes it a minhag again. Right? Even if the law doesn't have any binding powers over us when we're talking between one Jew and another, or say in Eretz Yisrael, but if there is such a law that everyone follows, like in Eretz Yisrael where they made this law of in 63 of severance, so once they made that law and everyone does it, so that becomes the custom. Right, so that's something the Pizchei Choshen points out, that if there is a law on the books, and it's a law that people keep, right, it's not something that's just on the books and it happens once every 50 years, once every 1,000 years, right, something that's a common law, so then that would make it into a custom. He says if it's something that's on the books but it's not clear and it's because some judge interpreted the law and based on that he made a ruling, that doesn't make it a minhag yet. Right, I'm just trying to get a feeling of what a law on the books has. It doesn't have any binding power per se because it's on the books, its binding power is because it's a custom, because it's a minig. But when will it be a minig if people use it? It's something that's common. It's not because one judge interpreted it one time in a case and there's some precedent from 20 years ago. That doesn't make it a minig. It's only a minig if it's something that's common and clear and something that's used. Right? And that's something the Nesiva Sacher points out, that if it's just an interpretation of what a judge ruled based on the law on the books, that doesn't make it a minig. That doesn't make it a minig of Medina. So, even though Pesach Feshen points out, even though that in Eretz Yisrael, judges do that. They base a lot of their halachas, they look up to see what is the secular law over there. That's only because that became the minig. People keep that minig of the secular law in Eretz Yisrael. So based on that, you apply that custom here. So once again, in Belgium it won't help, because not only is there no custom to pay severance, there's no halacha over there. There's no Belgian law to pay severance. So that once again will be two strikes against this worker who had been there 17 years. Okay, but there's a third issue, and that's the finish that Mr. Weiss was alluding to. Right on the first page of the handout, there's a famous Sefer Achinuch. He was talking on Mitzvah Tav Pei Beis, on the Mitzvah Ha'anoka. There's halacha that if you have an Eved Ivri, you have a Jewish slave, he goes out after 6 years. When he goes out after 6 years, so the halacha is, you should hanik tanikla, you should give him a present from the things that Hashem blessed you with while he was in your house. And that's a mitzvah sasei d'oraisa, to give an Eved who's leaving your house hanaka. It applies only if he's staying till the end of the term, all 6 years. If he redeems himself early, so then he doesn't get hanaka. It's only if, and it's a machlokis whether it applies also to all types of Evadim, or only if it's if he was sold by Bezin, it's a machlokis Rishonim if it applies, so if he was sold by himself. So the Chinuch always says some understanding that we can have on a mitzvah. So what's the reason for this mitzvah of hanaka? So the Chinuch writes, Misharashi HaMitzvah, one of the roots of the mitzvah is, we should acquire for ourselves good, precious, desirable midos. And when we have this good and precious nefesh, then we'll deserve to get the zechus. Why the zechus? We're getting good things. Hashem wants to give goodness to his nation. Right? We always quote the Ramchal, who says that the purpose of the world was because Hashem wanted to be native. Hashem wanted to give goodness to his creatures. So here's a Rishon who is saying that purpose in the world. Hashem wanted to give goodness to his nation. It's our hod v'hadar that we should have rachmanus on someone who worked for us. We should give him something of our own as a chesed. In addition to what we had promised that we would give him as his pay. There's someone who worked for us, we should give him. This is something, right? He's saying this is a musr, right? Right, a tip. It's something, it's a musr that, just like Vayavid Ivri, you, when he leaves after the 6 years, you don't really owe him anything, except the Torah said there's a mitzvah sasei d'oraisa, that besides his pay, his room and board that he got for those 6 years, he should give him something extra, a present. So that's teaching us good midos, that whenever we have someone work for us, when he leaves, besides what we had stipulated that we would pay him, we should give him something a little extra. The davar muskulhu, this is something that is a lot of seichel to it. Ein tzarech la'achra, there's no need to talk at length about it. It's pashut that if someone works for you, you should give him something when he leaves. Now, at the end of every mitzvah, the Chinuch talks about when that mitzvah is applicable, when it applies. So he says, the mitzvah of Hanukkah is no hegas applies, b'scharim and akevis to males and females, b'zman habayis, only at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that? Because, shein din eved ivri noeg gala b'zman, shayovel noeg, because an eved ivri can only sell, a person can only sell himself when there's yovel, and there's only yovel when there's a Beis HaMikdash. So when there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, like now, so there's no din of a hanukkah. The Chinuch concludes, nevertheless, af bizman hazeh, even nowadays, yishma chacham v'yosev lekach. The pasuk initially says that a chacham should hear a halacha and add understanding on his own. Sheim sachar echav v'nei yisrael, someone hired a Jew, he worked for him a long time, or even a little. I'm assuming that even a little is because if you have an Eved Ivri, he might not be there 6 years, he might be there 1 year if Yovel comes and takes it away in the middle. He should give him a present when he leaves from what Hashem gave him a bracha. Right, so that's a, what is it? It's a musr. Right? That's the way the Minchas Chinuch puts it. It's not a minig, it's not a halacha. The halacha is by an Eved Ivri. That's a mitzvah deraisa. A worker, there's a musr that we learn from the Chinuch, that there's a musr to, when someone leaves, to give him a little something extra. Now, once we're talking about that, there's going to be limitations. Because if the minig, if this musr comes from an Eved Ivri, it has to be like the case of an Eved Ivri. One of the characteristics of an Eved Ivri, we said, is that it's talking where he worked his full term. He worked till the end of the 6 years. And he worked properly. If the Eved Ivri buys himself out before the end of the term, then you don't have to give him Hanukkah. There's no mitzvah Hanukkah then. Certainly if he doesn't do a good job, you don't have to give him Hanukkah. So the same thing is, if a worker, if your employee quits, well, he quit on his own. So if the employee quits on his own, so then there's no din Hanukkah. Right? If the Eved Ivri leaves on his own, if the Eved Ivri leaves, he bought himself out, so then there's no Hanukkah. If the employee leaves on his own, then he has no Hanukkah either. The din of Hanukkah is when he went his whole term and now the master is sending him out, the job is finished, then you have Hanukkah. If you hire someone to finish a house, he finished the house and now the job is finished, or you gave him a contract for 5 years, the 5 years are finished, so then there's a din of Hanukkah. If he leaves early, so then there's no Hanukkah. And we spoke last week that there are times when you can force him to leave early. If we have a case of, if he's suspected of stealing, based on whatever proof we need, right? If there is reason to suspect that he's stealing, or there's a good bona fide reason to fire him, so in that case, he's leaving in the middle. You don't have to give him any Hanukkah. Right? Another nafkamina would be like this. Right? In Eved, in the first year, we spoke about that there were two types of workers. There was a poel and there's a kablon. Right? There's a poel and a kablon. And a poel is someone that is getting paid per hour. He's like someone that you have in your house, right? Like a servant. Right? That's a poel. And there's other type of worker, someone who gets paid to complete a job. You say, fix my car, and I'll pay you for fixing my car. Right? That's a kablon. And we had different halachas for a kablon and poel throughout, whether by cheating, by who can he quit in the middle of the job. There are a lot of different halachas. So there'll be another difference over here by Hanukkah, because the only worker that we're saying deserves that Hanukkah is a worker like an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is there for those 6 years, and if he's there for those 6 years, so he's a poel. That's the typical case of a poel. If a person's a kablon, if he's just getting paid to do a job, so then that's not like an Eved Ivri. So a kablon, you hire someone to fix your basement and the basement is finished, so that was a kablon. He wasn't getting paid per hour. So there would be no din. Right? This happens all the time. You have someone work for you, he fixes your basement, so do you give him any extra afterwards? Do you say, oh, here's another $500, you did such a good job? You don't do that. Someone fixes your watch. Well, you don't say, oh, here's another, how much is it? And he fixes your shoes. You know, it's $10, I'll give you another $5. Well, we don't do that. But there's no Hanukkah by that, because he just did the job and he's finished. And Hanukkah applies, you have someone working for you, someone, a loyal worker who's there for years and getting paid per hour to be there from 9 to 5. Your secretary gets paid from 9 to 5 to be there day in, day out for years. Or a Rebbe who's there day in, day out. So that's when you could have Hanukkah. Now, there's a shiloh that one of these farms bring. There was a bus driver. who took the children to school every day for many years, and the employer wanted to say he doesn't deserve any severance. This was in Eretz Yisrael where there is a minhag of severance, a din of severance. He said the severance doesn't apply to him because he's a kablan. He gets paid to do the job of taking the children to the school, whether it takes long or little, he has to do the job. And the tshuva said, no, but since he has to get them there in a certain time, that's called sfirus, that's called regular time-bound, right? Any job that's time-bound, that's a poel, that will be subject to hanaka. A job which is not time-bound, finish the basement, work whenever you want, just get it done. Huh?
That's like saying you hire someone to finish the basement, but you tell them it has to be done by Tuesday.
So then it's also, the only time that would be serious would be if it's going to take, you know, you time today to finish it by tomorrow and it's going to take all 24 hours to do it, maybe then it might be serious. But generally, you tell them, fix my shoes by next Tuesday, it only takes you an hour to do it. You have your choice of doing it any hour you want. We had the Shaila for Chazan. Right? We said a Chazan is probably also a poel because he can't choose to daven Musaf whenever he wants. He has to be there when everyone's ready for it, you know. 10 to 10:30, you have to finish Musaf. You don't have any more, there's no other time to do it. If you come at 11, we don't need you. Right? Anything that's time-bound, a babysitter that you hire to be there from 10 to 11, right, that is a time-limited employment, which is called tzius. Okay, so that would be a difference in Hanukkah. But once again, that's only if in the Hanukkah halacha, but if there's a minig different, if the minig is that you do give a tip to the person that cuts your hair, right, somehow I think that is a custom, some places at least, right, he's a kablan, and he says it's $10, and you give him 11, right, so what's that? So that's because there's a minig to give him a little, he finished the job. I think that might be, even though it's not typical Hanukkah because he's a kablan, but if there's a custom to do it, so it could be that he could take you to court, into a din Torah, and say, look, I cut your hair, and there's a custom in America, you give a tip, and you didn't do it. Right? Then the court would have to see them. Din Torah, the Bezin would have to see, is there such a minig or not? Right? But if there is no minig, so then there's no musr to give it to him. This musr to pay a worker extra is a worker who is being hired to be with you certain times. Not a worker that's there to do the job. Right? Not a worker you hire someone to, I need the table set up by Tuesday, take care of it, I need this place cleaned. Right? So that's not time bound. I'm not saying I need to work here, I need you as a waiter, you know, from 9 to 11. That's time bound. Right? I need you to babysit from 9 to 10. That's time bound. Something that fits my shoes, mow my lawn, build my basement, right? Those things are not time bound. You do it at your own time. You come and go. If you're not here noon, I can say, oh, you go. You can say you do it later. But there's a bottom line. The poskim, I'm not sure if the Minchas Yitzchak Ganimois himself goes this far. But the Nesiva Socher, for instance, he brings down from a Tshuvas Mayim Chaim, that's the Pri Chodesh, his Tshuvas Sefer, the Pesach Tshuva brings it down. He says a case like this. There was a Kehila that hired a Shochet, that he would shecht all the animals in that Kehila. Right? That's what they had. They were a Kehila that had one Shochet. But then what happened after several years, there was a larger town next to this small town, and they had their Shochet, and the governor said, the Gaiusha governor said that the people in the small town had to buy meat from the big town, which he owned, and because of that, the shochet of the small town didn't have work anymore. So, the Mayim Chaim says, even if Api Halacha, the employers, meaning the members of the small town, are anusim, they have no choice, right? It's because of this rule of the governor that they lost the ability to pay their worker because they couldn't buy meat from him anymore. Even though they're anusim, they're not chayiv to pay him anything, but the Lashon he says is, Mikamakam, nevertheless, Roiv and Nachon, Sheyasu Yimel of Nimishur Esedin. It's fitting to go to Nimishur Esedin, Ki Hu Ish Ani, because he's poor, Vetafli Tulu Yubai, he has a family to take care of, So there's this tshuva from the Mayim Fayim, the Pri Chodesh, that says, even if Alpi Halacha, there's no Minhag Medina, and there's no Chok Medina, and there's no law, and Hanukkah doesn't apply, because it wasn't their fault, there's nothing they could do about it. And it could be that he wasn't even a Kaplan, it could be who knows what. There's still a Lefnim Asheres Adin to pay off a little bit something to this worker. So Dayan Weiss in his tshuva concludes. He said, first of all, you have to see, was this lack of skipping a payment in March 68, when he didn't pay the salary, does that mean they fired him? If it means they fired him, so then he would be entitled to Hanukkah, right? He says, first of all, the Minhag Medina in Eretz Yisrael has no effect in Belgium, and the law, the state law in Israel, has no effect on Belgium either. But there's a Din Hanukkah, and if he really got fired, if the worker really got fired for no fault of his own, so then the halacha is that you have to give him Hanukkah. Now, that doesn't mean you get a month per year, but there's a din that you have to give him something reasonable, right? And Dayanim will figure out what that reasonable thing is. But there's a halacha that if there's no reason for him to get fired, and he got fired in the middle of his term, so he should have Hanukkah. On the other hand, that's not so simple, because he was getting old and he wasn't working as well as he could. So, and then the employer said, not only that, was he wasn't showing, he went weeks without showing up, and he was messing up, he lost us business because of that. So if the employers are right, and that he really did was poshaya, so then he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve Hanukkah, and certainly he wouldn't even deserve severance pay in such a case. But the Dayan Weiss concludes, if it's true that, if the Metzius is that he was working many years, Bemunu Rava, with great Amunah, and he is an Ani Cholam Adukah, they said that he's poor, and he's sick, and he has problems, and the employer is rich and powerful, he has a lot of money. So then he says, V'vadai Yeshiv is an Inyan Shalaf Nimashur Sadin. There's an Indian, Lefnim Ashuras Adin, and what he brings these poskim from the Pesachei Tshuva. So, in conclusion, it comes out pretty simple, I think. Is there a chiyuv? Is there an obligation to pay severance pay? So, if there's a custom among Jews to do such a thing, the Jews follow that custom, there's no reason for them not to. So then for sure you have to do it. Hakol k'minhag ha-medina. If there's a goyish law, so that might, in its own right, that doesn't mean anything. But if the goyish law, if the secular law, becomes the custom of the country, or the custom of the locale, so that becomes a minhag again. Even in a case where there is no minhag, or there is no state law that made it a minhag, there's a sinning of Hanukkah. There's a din of Hanukkah, except the Hanukkah we saw is limited. It's limited to possibly only a poel and not a koblen, because it has to be someone like an eved, not someone that just got paid to do the job. And it has to be limited to someone that was there the whole length of the job, or getting fired in the middle for no reason. Like that, that's where the mitzvah Hanukkah will apply. If there's a minig overriding that, so then that minig would say give it even then. And then the final thing is, if the worker is poor and he didn't do good work for many years, and maybe he got old at the end, there's a few tshuvas like that. So then there's a din of nimishuras adin to give him something, right? So in America, we have to see whatever profession there is. Is there such a minig? Is there such a law that makes it into a minig? So then there would be a chiyuv to pay. Otherwise, we would just go with hanukkah, with nimishuras adin, and you would give him a little something.